This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Those are the two big boys. Those are the two big boys you should remember at all times. Yes, indeedy. Okay, some big things coming up. Tomorrow, we will be in attendance at the Ranel Singh funeral in Newman, California, 11 o'clock in Newman, California, in the town square. We will be there showing our due respects to Officer Singh and also to his family and everybody else. And, of course, wearing our yellow vests. We are ubiquitous with the yellow vest as New Californians, as many people have found out. And it's really kind of a, hat tip to Gilles Jean. The Gilets Jaunes movement, of course, that has taken foot all over the nation and all over the world. You know, it's kind of interesting. We're catching on here in the nation. We get all the we get a ton of stuff comes in here to not just Agenda 21 Radio, but, of course, New California, that is talking about New California, but talking about the Gilets Jaunes movement, which is Agenda 21. I mean, the anti-Agenda 21 movement, which is what we are so much about, obviously, on this radio show. Now, think about it. You start a radio show called Agenda 21 Radio. In the early days, people used to think, oh, my agendist or my globalist friends. I don't have many of those anymore. I do have to say, I have friends, but then I have friends I've lost. And good riddance to the globalists. And, you know, with friends like Mitt Romney, who needs enemies, right? I mean, look, this is beat up on Mitt Day because he's a globalist. we want to make sure that you understand that he's a cancerous, malignant tumor in the world, and he needs to be excised out. So if he's going to get excised out, it should be, of course, the challenge that he's going to pose to Donald Trump going forward. Bain Capital, just keep those things in mind. Bain Capital, exploiting, raping businesses. He's a rapist. He's a business rapist is what he is. Bain Capital, remember that. So we're tagging this guy early, right? Well, so with friends like me who needs enemies to Mitt Romney, right? But, you know, I haven't done anything for him, and he hasn't done anything for me. But in the case of Donald Trump, he's done something for him. He goes out and campaigns for Mitt Romney. He endorses Mitt Romney. And as a good business rapist will do, he comes back and attempts a rape on Donald Trump today, yesterday, by just ripping into him. Because he is a globalist. Ask Joseph Goebbels about globalists. That's rather random. No, it's not. Joseph Goebbels was a globalist. Sieg Heil. You betcha. Just like every other globalist in the world. That's our battleground, guys. That's our battleground. Like I said, with Mitt Romney, a friend like him, who needs enemies? Donald Trump gives him his best just to be slapped around by the globalist. But, you know, Donald knew that. And this is where you've got to understand the brilliance of Donald Trump. Everybody was going around saying, oh, he's meeting Mitt Romney. He's having lunch or dinner with Mitt Romney. He's thinking of Mitt Romney as Secretary of State. He goes and endorses him in a Senate campaign in Utah. And even Mitt Romney doesn't talk badly about Trump. Oh, no, because he needs to vote. He's setting him up for the rape. But here's the deal. Donald Trump knew Mitt Romney would sink to this. He knew it. I think he's even got a tweet about it. Let's see if I got the tweet on this. Pulled up the president's tweets. And I think he came up with a tweet about it. Oh, here it is. Oh, no, this is something else. This is another one. No, this is the other one he did. Let's see if I've got it here. What did I do with it? I think I got it. Anyway, he did something, basically said, oh, here it is. Donald Trump. Here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast? See, that's what I'm saying. He knew Mitt Romney would go here because he knows he's a globalist. He knows his true heart and soul is in globalism, and a globalist has no conscience. They are mind-numbed robots. Joseph Goebbels, anyone? See, this is the quintessential globalist in Mitt Romney. All those years of stealing people's money from pensions at Bain Capital and other places, which made him a multi-billion. I don't know if he's a billionaire or not. Maybe he is. But the point is, he understands how to take money from other people. I wonder. Wow, he knows how to steal people's money. He knows how to set it up so society and everybody else, they take their money. Does that sound like something else that goes on in the world? How about socialists? Oh, socialists are great at that. Tax and spend, right? Or tax and regulate and spend and spend. They're just as good as Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney understands that game. And Donald Trump knows that. That's why I'm saying Donald Trump was thinking ahead. I'm going to give him grace. And I'm going to watch him steal from me in the future because I know he's going to. He can't resist it. As good globalists can't resist evil. They love evil because they're evil. He goes on, says, here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast. Question will be, is he a flake? Jeff Flake, you remember him? I hope not. Would much prefer that Mitt focus on border security and so many other things where he can be helpful. I won big and he didn't. He should be happy for all Republicans. Be a team player and win. That was Donald Trump's tweet to Mitt Romney. But he's already polarized himself now, Mitt Romney. Because he is beholden to people. Remember, the bottom line with Mitt Romney, he is beholden to his betters. He has people he has to represent. And these people have big bucks. Now, I said big bucks, not big butts. They got big bucks. They are the globalists. So he is here to be out representing now. And he's large and in charge, and he's going to let everybody know, I'm on the other side of Donald Trump. But Donald Trump knew it would come to this. That's why he has set him. Do you think in the election in 2020, which Romney will probably try and run for, do you think that, imagine the commercial that's going to come out from Donald Trump now. Oh, we helped him out so much, and he's going to have a 2-year record in the Senate, which is nothing. And gee, I wonder how many globalist initiatives he's going to be out representing. Maybe even taxes for all of us, right? Hey, we have Republicans in California that have passed tax laws. Oh, yeah, with Jerry Brown side to side. And they're good globalists. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm giving you the long form. No sense in doing that. A21R.com. That gets you there quicker. You got it. I'm slurping down the coffee. Okay. This is the big news. Big news for you. Big news for you, Silicon Valley. Big news for you. Apple Computer. From the Wall Street Journal to you, by the way. We're gonna post the link to this. I think, we're going to post the link to it on the website. Apple makes rare cut to sales guidance. CEO Tim Cook cites slowing sales in China in letter to investors. Apple slashed its quarterly review forecast for the first time in more than 15 years, an unprecedented move in the Tim Cook era that was prompted by a downturn in sales of iPhones in China. Oops. Too much censorship in China, or is it a bigger issue like the economy? I don't know, stranger. I don't know. It says the surprise cut issued Wednesday in a letter from the chief executive to investors renews concerns about waning demand for Apple's marquee product, the iPhone, which makes up the vast share of its revenue and has vaulted the company's value and profits. It also raises fresh questions about Apple's prospects in China, the world's largest smartphone market, which represents nearly 20% of Apple's sales. And it was the latest sign of broader economic malaise in China, fueled by trade tensions with the U.S. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, it's the trade wars, the trade talks, China's... No! China's got issues. They've always had economic issues that are kind of like hair trigger. Like California, hair trigger budget problems in California are coming. Lower than anticipated iPhone revenue, primarily in Greater China, accounts for all of our revenue shortfall, Mr. Cook said in his letter. Everybody will rush out and say, wow, it's only China, no big deal. Only China? The world's most populous country in the world? I mean, come on. It's only China, no biggie. Right. It couldn't be Pakistan. Pakistan's cool. But China? Nah, China's a problem. It's only a country. Starts with a C, you know. Pakistan's with a P. I mean, there's no difference between the two countries. They're just countries. We're all globalists here, right? Oh, they don't even have borders. Just this little area called China. No borders for you, China. The move also was an inauspicious signal for the markets on the first trading day of the year, with Apple shares after hours declining more than 7%, and the broader market showing stress as well. Stressed out, are we, broader market? The company also lost more than $300 billion in market value since peaking above $1 trillion in early October. Last year was Apple's worst yearly performance since the financial crisis. Shocking. I am shocked. You should be shocked. Let's be shocked together. Okay. While Mr. Cook pointed to China's economic turmoil for the revenue shortfall in the quarter ended December 29th, Apple's share of the Chinese smartphone market has been shrinking, crowded out by tech giants such as China's Huawei Technologies that market increasingly sophisticated phones at a lower price. It looks like they're offering lower priced products. Is it also a problem? So there's two things. The economic downturn in China, they're just not buying things because they're not making things like they used to. They're not making things like, I say again, China is not manufacturing like they used to. In other words, it's becoming too costly to do things in China. Apple's share of the Chinese smartphone market contracted to 7.8% in the first three quarters of 2018 from a peak of 12.5% in 2015, according to market research. Apple was the country's number three handset maker measured by unit sales in 2015, according to International Data Corp. For the first three quarters of 2018, they ranked fifth largest seller in China. Hello, that's called a downturn. So China is playing big with Apple, and of course, where is it playing out the worst for Apple? Here in the United States, of course, where obviously, but where is it really playing out the worst? In Silicon Valley. Hello, New California. Right on time, right on the mark. Right on time, right on the mark. Apple is contracting like it's never done before. As well as the other fangs are contracting. Now, a little bit of, I guess, some real work on this one. We've got not just Apple being a problem, but we've got, let me see if I got, I have the same thing. I'm sorry, I got to do some checking on stuff here. But we got the Apple downturn. What about Amazon? Shocking. Shocking. Amazon. Is Amazon going down? What's going on? See, I heard this rumor about Amazon. Mm-hmm. Are they going down in shares? Huh? What's happening to Amazon and what's happening to them? Oops. Let me see. This is Amazon.com. Excuse me. Amazon.com. Shows here. I mean, I like their price. Wow. $1,518.44 per share. That's with a 20-second delay I'm looking at right now. Let's go 5 days. This is a one day. They're down from $1,530 to $1,520 right now, it says. Oh, I'm sorry. They're down to, let me see where this is going. Okay, I'm looking at one of these live little feeds here, right? I used to buy and sell stocks all the time. Let's see. Now, it's down at 1509. Okay. Well, that's plummeting, right? Let's go out 5 days. Take a look at us, Apple. Or excuse me, they're up from 5 days, 1450. They're up, and now they're coming down. Is that right? Where were they? Up? Oh, hello. Down from 1700. They seem to be kind of rising here in the last, where were they 6 months ago? 6 months ago, they're at 2,000. Well, a little bit of a decline for the fangs, right? Because Facebook, what's Facebook doing these days? Let's check out Facebook. I'm going to look at this one because we want to know what Facebook is doing because we got to have the F in all this, right? Fang for Facebook? Uh-oh. Oh, they going up. Uh-oh, can't be doing that, right? Oh, no. $200 a share, and right now they're at 133. I hate it when this happens. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. I'm sorry, I just keep doing the drumming thing. California Rising, this is a a Twitter, that came to me by way of James Wood, you know, the actor. A tweet came to me by James Wood, the actor. And it says, "What Ocasio-Cortez won't tell you." This is the tweet. I'm going to play a clip for you. The Democratic stronghold of Olympia, Washington, holds a vast open-air homeless camp for Americans. Oh, awesome. I love these vast open-air homeless. Oh, I thought he's talking about a marketplace where you can buy vegetables. I love those marketplaces where you can buy vegetables, fresh vegetables in the summer and springtime. It is a seasonal thing. I love it. I go out and harvest every Saturday. But no, I'm sorry. He's talking about a homeless camp. I'm sorry. I was excited for a while. Open air homeless camp for Americans. You Americans, we deserve an open air homeless camp, don't you? Don't you think? But the word camp means they must be sleeping there or something. 3 square blocks of downtown. Tents, trash, and misery. Now we're getting a little bit deeper into the subject. Our own citizens receive far less shelter than illegals. Now, I bring this up because now I'm getting a little, my dander's going way up. Because I'm thinking back, I was looking at some of the pictures of the situation after the campfire. Camp, get it? Homeless camp, campfire. Don't you just love the way radio works? The campfire up in Paradise. It's called the campfire. Now we have the open air homeless camp for Americans. First, we have the campfire for Americans. Hello. And that displaces those people in Paradise into a homeless camp outside of Walmart. And now we've got this same sort of thing going on without the fire, apparently, in Olympia, Washington. Don't you love the way that word camp gets around? Our own citizens receive far less shelter than illegals. Now, I bring that up because I was making the point. When this was all going on, you probably remember, I was outraged. I was outraged every single day. I'd drive up there and meet with those people. Then we brought up New California Relief up there for a couple of days. It's all we could do. I mean, we're, you know, we're trying to do our thing. When at the same time, the state of California was doing nothing for American citizens that were displaced. They're living in squalor tents. And we in our outreach, we were very, very small part of what went on there to help relieve and help these people out. There were much greater givers, and so, but we just did what we could do. But we at least outreach. We made an attempt as New California. And where's the state of California? Nowhere to be found. They're back there slapping they're back there slapping the backs of the first responders. And oh, these first three, and all the politicians stand up next to the first. But what about the people, the Americans living in the camp in squalor? Oh, no help for you because you're an American. Yeah, that kind of bothered me. But here we have now three square blocks of downtown tents, trash and misery. Oh, that's what that was camp thing was all about. So happy campers, are we? I don't know.
This is the tent city in downtown Olympia, Washington, just steps from the state capitol, three square city blocks of people being forced to live outdoors, Americans forced to live outdoors in tent cities in the pounding rain. It's been raining for 3 days straight, and this is the conditions that our fellow Americans are forced to live in. Three square city blocks. Three square city blocks of people being forced to live in tents right in downtown Olympia, Washington. It's been raining for 3 days straight, and the weather has been below freezing. And people are living like this in this block. The one across the street, obscured by a fence. And a third block across the intersection. All in the shadow of the appropriately named Bernie's Garage.
Bernie's Garage. Giving them a wall, at least, for shelter in that one block. There's three blocks there. That's how we treat American citizens. You take away their economy and they fall into this. You burn them out of their houses, and they fall into the camp, too. Yeah, we haven't said anything about California. I know it's growing in other states, especially where you have a lot of homeless in places where you have a lot of socialism. Now, I bring this up because this is Olympia, Washington. In Seattle, they got the same problem. Everybody says, oh, we're going to go move to Washington State. Are you kidding me? Washington State's as communist as they get. Yeah, this and this is sort of the segue building on the segue, we're going to get into the thing that goes on in the next. What's this? Utopian Lie on YouTube. Oh, this could be interesting. Could be very interesting. This is Seattle, the Utopian Lie, a production of NRA News. We're going to try this. Not right now, because we're running out of time in this segment. Let's see where we're at. Oh, we're getting close. This is called the Utopian Lie. Seattle, Washington. Now, listen, I love Washington State. It's beautiful, by the way. In Seattle, catch a fish. Go down to Pike's Place, right? Catch a fish. That's where they do. That's where they throw the salmon around, and they throw the same salmon back and forth. You know, the same one. They throw real salmon, but it's the same salmon. Why ruin salmon, right? The Utopian Lie. This is a YouTube. Let's get the credentials of this YouTube first. Sponsored by Mossberg. Okay, they're gonna run in with all the little cartoon things about Seattle with monorails and futuristic things like Disneyland. There's supposed to be monorails all over the state of California if Disney had one at that. And by the way, Disney wants to expand to do just that. Yeah, why not? They do it down in Disney World. Why can't they do it in Southern California, right? Out of Disneyland. Rather than Disney World can be all of Orange County and L.A. as well. They can run monorails from Disneyland to the Port of Los Angeles, to Long Beach Harbor, into Hollywood, into the Valley, back down to Disneyland. Oh, yeah, and then, of course, do all the self-improvement, all the things they want to do to improve it in between. Why not? Disney can do everything, right? Huh. Well, they're buying up a lot of land around Disney. I wonder what they're doing to that, those Disney folks. Remember, they're globalist. Well, I wasn't supposed to say that. Walt would not be a happy camper. No, I don't think so. I don't think Walt would be happy with what he's seeing in Disney myself. That's just me. That's just me. Although you got to say that they have a nice product. Disneyland, all those parks are wonderful, except the cultural aspects of that, right? The cultural aspects of Disney, what's really going on there. And now they get implicated in all kinds of things you wouldn't think they'd be involved in. But when you're the world's child's playground, you shouldn't really be surprised at anything, right? We're going to check this YouTube out and see what we got. You know, Socialist Seattle? Marxist Seattle? Well, it's something. Jerry Brown's Seattle? We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Get the volume control going on here. Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, there you go. All right. Earth to Agenda 21 Radio. Come in, Agenda 21 Radio. Gotcha, gotcha. Houston, we've got a problem. This is new to me, but it's a good one. I'm seeing all kinds of interesting things about this little article, so I'm going to play this and probably play through the commercial because this could be good. It says, this is from NRA-TV. I don't know what NRA-TV is. Let's explore what the possibilities are of NRA-TV. Looks like NRA-TV takes back the truth. Take back the that stuff. What is NRA-TV? Is it the National Rifle Association? It doesn't look to be. Excuse me. It's got to be this season. Unfortunately, NRA president was no. That can't be NRA. The RNRA. It's got to be something else. I love it when these organizations don't tell you what they are and don't give you a website. So, anyway, I'm a little suspicious, but it looks legitimate. I'm going to go back to this article, though. This is the article, production of NRA News, presented by... This must be a gun thing. Utopian Lie of Seattle. And, okay, here we go. I'm going to play it, but I'm going to read this to you about the article. It says, this is what it says in the caption. It says, Seattle was supposed to be the shining beacon of what the possibilities were for your life, raising your young kids, your family. There's a lot going on here that's being actively ignored by the politicians, even the people. Almost kind of a desire to just ignore a very blatant but then yet elusive reality that it is a heroin epidemic disguising itself as a homeless epidemic. Clone Noir shines a light on the heroin epidemic disguising itself as a homeless problem that is plaguing Seattle, while the politicians refuse to even acknowledge the issue and instead scapegoat gun owners and diminish the rights of law-abiding gun owners. This is the true story of Seattle and its utopian lie. All right, I'm going to bite for a little bit on this and see how this goes. So just bear with me. Bear with me.
prostitutes working the woods, drug dealers working the woods.
The reason people care about the heroin crisis is not because poor people were dying. Middle class and rich white kids were dying. The world got turned upside down.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century.
In my experience, people who have gotten clean, it doesn't happen unless you hit bottom.
Have fun with the happy-go-lucky crowd.
These are people. And they deserve to be alive.
See the fabulous city of tomorrow.
Our Seattle City Council continues, and even our mayor continues to call this a homeless crisis.
It's the big thrilling adventure of a lifetime.
And what's amazing to me is that the media across the board says this is intolerable, this is awful, this shouldn't be happening, and they've all covered it. Every network, every TV station has all covered it. But the city officials, they haven't done anything.
In Seattle!
In many ways, Seattle was supposed to be this place of prosperity. Seattle was supposed to be this shining beacon of what the possibilities were for your life, raising your kids, your family. This place where you can go to kind of start a new life. And it's this technological marvel of a city. Seattle, in my mind, always had this kind of loftiness to it. It's a beautiful city. It was supposed to be a city that was incredibly promising. I don't know. It's interesting. There's a lot going on here that's being actively ignored by the politicians, even the people, almost kind of a desire to just ignore the very blatant but then yet elusive reality that is a heroin epidemic disguising itself as a homeless epidemic. I guess that's what I'm here to find out, is just to get a real understanding of why that is.
So yeah, we're gonna head on out here to, this is where the exchange is, the actual exchange itself, the needle exchange.
Okay.
You have to knock before you go out, or you might just
run into
bonk somebody. Yeah, right there is the exchange. Right here, as you see, these are all the different programs that are featured here in this building.
So, if I, let's say I wanted to exchange needles, how does that look?
You know, we decided that to do our harm reduction, our method of harm reduction, what we do is
harm
we give
reduction.
You 300 needles. That way, you have plenty to give to your acquaintances, friends, strangers, whoever might need one. That way, everyone is as safe as humanly possible. And everyone is, for lack of a better term, they're being the best drug user they could possibly be at that moment.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no such thing as safe injection. So, again, semantics and rhetoric really matter here, and that agenda has been pushed for a long time. I think the reality is, you know, obviously there's a lot of folks that are really pushing for, you know, safe injection sites to be all over the city.
So I work downtown and I take the bus to Third and Pine. And in the morning before that they've done the street cleaning, there are piles of needles that at least have been swept near all the garbage cans. But I mean, there are mounds of used needles in the morning.
I coach baseball. We have to check the fields before every game because we find needles out on the fields. We find them everywhere. Parks, baseball fields, you name it. That's where they're being found. It's enabling behavior.
There is an attempt to normalize this drug use when instead we should be focusing on treatment paths.
Every 36 hours, someone dies from a heroin or opioid drug overdose in King County.
Okay, I just have to say something here. what I have seen on this video is about as gross of piles of needles in the gutters that they're describing on a daily basis that occurs. Hello.
In high school are actually talking about using heroin and like bragging about it like they, you know, drank a few beers last night.
The reason people care about the heroin crisis is not because poor people were dying. Because middle class and rich white kids were dying. The world got turned upside down. The reason I do the work I do is because I was living in an abandoned building, and one of my very close friends was laying next to me, and we both used heroin, and he died. And I woke up, and I was kind of tired of the abuse. I was tired of the conditions living, people living on the streets, and I wanted to do something. And so I went to all these nonprofits, and I said, I want to change the conditions. I want to do this. And they said, you're a homeless junkie. The only thing you're going to do is die. And there was an illegal Canadian named Bob Quinn who started a needle exchange, and he did it because he worked for a hospice and he was having a lot of HIV patients, and he was tired of the people he really loved dying. And he looked into it and saw that if you did syringe exchange and you gave people clean syringes, you could stop the spread of HIV.
I have lost a lot of family and a lot of friends to incarceration, to overdose, and to just a lot of other preventable experiences and consequences associated with stigma and judgment that we have here in our society.
With the number of people that you've dealt with, that you've come across, what tends to be the most consistent thing that tends to ail a lot of the people? Like some of the things that may have pushed them in the direction that they ended up going into?
Stigma.
Really?
Period. Judgment. A lot of the homeless youth that we're seeing right now, you know, they're there because of parental judgment, because of not feeling comfortable to come to people and tell them what they're dealing with or what they want or the issues that...
Stigma, parental judgment, homeless children on the streets as heroin addicts in Seattle is what we're seeing here.
They're facing. It's a system that's hard to navigate through, especially for someone who doesn't have a cell phone, who doesn't have a home, who doesn't have an address.
For me, I was the witness to the pain and suffering of a generation. And we've now made it a little harder to overdose. And every little thing we do, that has to be the goal. We have to keep people alive because I don't want another generation like myself who know more dead people than living people.
These are people, and they deserve to be alive, and they deserve to have access to these options in naloxone and syringe access harm reduction services.
Right.
So, tell
me
a little bit about your history.
Well, I grew up a little bit north of Seattle, and my dad died when I was 17, and I kind of went off the rails a little bit. Then I started taking pills, and that was where I really connected with the drug thing. The opiate pills was like, that feels good. Yeah. I really like that. And so when the needle showed up in front of me, I was like, yeah, why not? And then I quit in 1999. I finally crashed and burned or hit bottom, is what they say in the program.
How hard was the initial sobriety process?
It was pretty tough.
You know, I've been getting various perspectives on the drug culture, the drug epidemic, whatever word of choice people.
It's kind of interesting. I'm gonna play through this during the day and listen to it and see what we can get tomorrow. But one thing it does point out to is living just like in California, and this is the point that I'm making. Homelessness is now everywhere. It's not just a California phenomena. It's everywhere. And as in California in many places, yes, it is a heroin problem. It's also a marijuana problem. Oh, I can't believe he said that. Well, it's true. It is absolutely true. Yet they won't admit that. They won't admit that. But the problem of homelessness in socialized states is growing and getting worse. And where does all this stuff come from? Well, a homegrown marijuana, but where does the heroin come from? Mexico. Oh, you mean where Donald Trump is trying to stop it from coming across the border? And Nancy Pelosi wants it in? And so does Mitt Romney? Hey, Mitt, you want some more heroin? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News.